Pick them up. Pick them up.
Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Apurva from the Audible Radio, and Neha and I from the Audible Radio are here at the Literary Audible event, and we heard the beautiful performances put forth by great musicians, and now we have with us the organizers, the people behind this amazing initiative, and the coordinator Maggie Rabu, and Palani and Mark. So we're going to be talking to them to get an idea about what the event is all about. So yeah,
like, you know, we are our Auroville aim has to be the zero waste level. So yeah, we are working on the eco service in Auroville.
Okay.
We are having a like pickup point, like 300 pickup point we are collecting the from the Auroville side. Last 1 year, we collected 98 ton of waste. So we were almost 200 ton. It will be 27% went to landfill. So rest of that we recycling and we given to the, some customer which is coming to recycle to the factory.
Would you like to talk a little bit about how the event came through and, you know, how the whole
So it came because young people from Auroville started in 2010 the same event called Litter Free Auroville. And so Ribou, Chandra, more of these young people, they are no more young now, they are older, but so 6 years ago they started with this event, and it was such a grateful event where you could feel that the community were involved, but we also have seen that more and more waste is coming, so the waste problem is a big issue in Auroville and everywhere else, but we have to work on our level. And so it's why we have joined this LFA program, and I'm part of the upcycling studio with O. We are in Udavi, and Palani is giving us the matter, and we are upcycling it. So we are doing different things out of it. And so Ribou from Wasteless is working on education.
Okay, so would you like to talk more on that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So what we saw is that we need an integrated approach to waste management, and it's not just collection. What Palani does is not alone, and it's not just artists or designers working with waste, and it's not just school students. But if we can integrate everyone together in one place, kind of working on the same problem, we come with different perspectives and we can really find innovative solutions. And what's nice about Auroville is the scale is quite small, so we're able to work on things at a manageable level. And so our goal now with this 2017 campaign is kind of to energize the community, get them participating for a large celebration. And that's what Maggie is doing, helping us do this big birthday party on trash for the 50th birthday. Yeah.
And how is it coordinating such a beautiful event?
Yeah, it's not easy every day, to be sincere, but it's very a lot of fun because many young people joined us, many volunteers came to help us, and it was great. So our aim through this event is to increase the awareness of the Aurovillian about waste, and as Palani was saying, also going to zero waste attitude, because even if we recycle, if you have well understood, we recycle 73% of the waste, so which is not bad, because every organic component is composted in every community, but still more and more waste is coming, so you have to switch off the tap, you know. And also we want to make people more aware, like, you know, when a package is dirty, like a plastic bag is dirty, it doesn't go to recycling, it goes to the landfill. So we want to reduce the landfill, and this is our big aim. That's it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.